Senator Kelly is with us this morning.
That's right, Brad.
Senator Kelly, and we've got a big one for you with the senator.
Yep. Joining us in the Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Connecticut State Senator Kevin Kelly, Republican from the 21st District. And, Senator, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. Good to be with you today.
Now, Senator, of course, you're co-chair of the General Assembly's Insurance and Real Estate Committee, and we learned last week that deductibles are going to rise for many on the state's health care exchange, that in 2018, most people on the exchange visiting a hospital emergency room will have to pay out of pocket. What's going on here?
Well, what's going on is that under the current administration, there are a lot of families in Connecticut who are experiencing the broken promises of the Affordable Care Act. We saw just this year that 18,000 people who had insurance through the exchange now did not renew that policy. Coupled with the administration's hostile policies towards hospitals and healthcare, we can see that the insurance policies are not affordable. We're losing access to both healthcare and also its quality is hurting. So that's the reality that families in Connecticut are experiencing. And what I find frustrating is that we're, as a state, not really focusing enough on why and what is the cause of that and whether or not there's something we can do here in our state to fix that.
Why can't somebody get out there and do just what you said? Why can't we do this? This is a big problem, and it seems practically every day Dan and I have the same kind of problem that we have to face our listeners with. And they want answers, and they're not getting them.
Well, part of the reason is we do still have the same governor, Malloy, who is, I'm going to say, the architect and has been implementing the Affordable Care Act in Connecticut. He still has a majority of his party in the House, and while we're tied in the Senate with the lieutenant governor's vote, they do still have, I'm going to say, the numbers game. I know in the Insurance Committee, there have been a number of bills that have come forward looking at what may occur under the changes that are now undertaking in Washington and what the future may look like. But they clearly don't want to focus on what is the experience of Connecticut families today and whether or not there are broken promises, which I'm trying to advance and push forward and say there are. And we'll see what happens in the coming weeks of the session. But I would rather focus on what we can do to help Connecticut families today rather than look at what ifs that may occur or not occur under the Trump administration and Congress.
And you know, this is one of the questions that we are asked all the time. They can't understand how the parties, your party, the Democrats on the other side, why you cannot sit down and say, look, we've got a major problem here. Look at the problem. Will you help us? Can't you help us fix this problem? Why doesn't somebody do that? That's what people are asking us.
Well, I think one of the problems is we don't, you know, right now, while we've made some significant changes, and I think we're getting more of a voice in state government, we haven't gotten to the point where real change can occur. And so what we're still bridled with are the politics of the past that don't focus enough on Connecticut families rather than actually stepping forward and saying, look, we've got problems. Let's go to the root cause of the problems and help families and help Connecticut move forward. That's what I'm trying to do, and those are the initiatives that I'm moving forward with.
Talking with State Senator Kevin Kelly. Kevin, we've heard Mark Bertolini of Aetna, the CEO, talk about the problems that health exchanges are having and how insurance companies are withdrawing from the health exchange. Connecticut is down to two companies on the health exchange, and it was almost one until the governor stepped in to convince Connecticut to remain. I don't know what he told them in order to keep them on the exchange. Maybe you do. But the fact of the matter is Connecticut's health exchange on life support?
Well, clearly we lost a number of people, I'm going to say carriers from last year to this year, and we've lost a number of participants. 18,000 is nothing to sneeze at. And so we need to focus on what is going on with the exchange. one of the biggest issues I've always talked about from the early days of its inception was the sustainability. What was going to happen when the federal money that really propped up and supported the exchange went away, which is what we're experiencing now? And it doesn't appear that anybody really thought about that and planned for it and went forward. So now we're experiencing these high deductibles, people going off the insurance. Premiums went up 20 to 40% was what they were being proposed in the summer. So we have a lot of problems here, and we need to focus on how do we make it work for people in Connecticut. And that's what I think we need to really start focusing on is, how do we make the insurance industry really perform to its highest potential? We saw it with Sikorsky that Lockheed Martin wanted to stay in Connecticut because of the excellent workforce that builds those quality helicopters here in Connecticut. And it was worth the cost of doing business to stay here. Well, the insurance industry is the same way. We have the best insurance brain power in the country right here in Connecticut. And what we need to do is get the state out of its way so that we can not only grow jobs and insurance here, keep people like the Hartford and Aetna in Connecticut, but also start to look at new lines that maybe the insurance industries would like to go into and put Connecticut back in a leadership role so that we can have a healthy insurance industry, employ more Connecticut families, and hopefully one day get back to the point where insurance for health care, which is very personal and very important to Connecticut families, is affordable once again.
You know, one of the things, Senator, that's very, very frustrating to all of us is that we talk about this and talk about it, but then year after year after year, we're talking about the same thing and nothing happens. Is there a way that you have, that the Republican Party has, that can take the leadership role here, even though you don't have everybody on your side?
Yes. What we did, and I know I started it in December, I hosted an insurance forum, which started with the insurance industry. And many carriers and people showed up for that. And it was well received, and many said that it was the first time anyone had seen a sitting senator have such a forum in their memory. Second, we followed that up just last week with a provider side insurance forum where we talked to the hospitals and healthcare providers about the things that you're talking about, is what are the cost drivers, so that we can look at getting ideas on how to work with the people in the field, this major stakeholders, and to see if there's things that state law can do to either help the industries, create more jobs, but also reduce healthcare premiums. And so as a result of the December forum, I put a number of bills in that we've raised in committee, and we'll see how they go to get them out. I think they're on the agendas for Thursday of this week. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's this, you do have to take a leadership role, and we have been doing that. And what we're trying to do is exactly what I said a couple of minutes ago, is to create more jobs, create more industry, insurance jobs, and also make healthcare affordable in Connecticut.
Well, my friend, thank you so much for joining us, really. And we know that you're on top of it. I know Dan believes that, and so do I. And again, as long as we can get some movement, I think that's all that the people are asking for, and you can understand their frustrations. I'm sure of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you. Yeah. Take care.
You too. Take care.